This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the largest health insurer in North Carolina. It covers more than 3.9 million people. Tens of thousands of Blue Cross customers are caught in limbo, unsure right now if they have coverage and if they will for the next 2 months. Many say the insurance giant has been slow to respond to their complaints and their worries. Some have spent dozens of hours on the phone to no avail. For its part, Blue Cross and Blue Shield says it's working to fix the problems. Meanwhile, North Carolina Attorney General's office and the Insurance Commissioner's office are looking into the issue. John Murawski has been following the story for the News and Observer, and he joins me now. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Tell us what it is that these Blue Cross and Blue Shield customers have been experiencing.
They've received insurance cards when they enrolled that have inaccurate information, and they can't tell if they're insured. They're getting on the company's website. They can't confirm if they're insured. They've been billed for the wrong insurance. They've been signed up for the wrong insurance. They've been billed for more than one policy, or simply nothing got processed at all. And so there's a lot of chaos and confusion.
Sure. And about how many people are we talking about? Do we have any idea how many people are affected?
Blue Cross says that 25,000 customers, their data didn't transfer from one software program to another software program. But the number of people affected, I think, is a lot larger, because there are people who transferred, but then they got, so they're not in the 25,000, but then they got a card in the mail, and it's the wrong card, or they got multiple cards in the mail, and none of them are right. One indication is that in the first week that when this problem surfaced in early January, the company got about 450,000 calls from customers. So that indicates to me that there's more than 25,000 people affected. And the company also sent out cards late to everybody. So that was too late to everybody who was signed up for the Affordable Care Act. And that's nearly 300,000 people. So nearly 300,000 people got cards late, but that doesn't mean all the cards are wrong. Probably just some of them are wrong.
Right, right. So, and there's a lot going on. You talked about transferring customers from one software to another. So a software upgrade or change. Also ACA sign-up, and then there was an extension in that. I mean, that's some of what Blue Cross and Blue Shield is saying is part of this. Is that what's happening?
They're basically saying that 25,000 people weren't transferred, and so there's a delay in getting them transferred.
Right.
And that's the main problem that the company is talking about. But there are other problems that are surfacing. And yes, so the software program that they had, it's a technology upgrade was part of it, but they also said that the Affordable Care Act, by delaying deadlines, compressed the amount of time they had to process information. And what they also have said is when people sign up, they'll go back in and make changes. And so what happens is the information is it's in flux and it's fluid, and so they're not dealing with a static set of data. They're dealing with a file that continually people are going into and changing. And so that is, they also attribute some of the problems to that. And so, yes, that's the answer to your question.
All right. So what does Blue Cross say they're doing about it? Obviously, they're trying to, update this and correct and get people on that database. But in the meantime, I guess some of the worry is that people, if you've got a card that doesn't work or that's billed to the wrong name or the bills aren't matching up, you're concerned that you're not covered. Now, Blue Cross says that everybody who's in the system is covered, right? Is that what they're saying? But of course, the concern
they're saying
is
that everybody who enrolled on schedule is covered, and their coverage will be retroactively recognized so that they can go ahead and go to the doctor and get the medical care they need, and simply retroactively tell the company or bill the company or make the insurance claim, file the insurance claim. But there are people who, customers are worried about doing that because if so far they've had problems to date, some of them have problems since November, and they've spent countless hours on the phone, sometimes 20, 30 hours even. So they're worried that their claims won't be recognized.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem. When you're in this private pay system, you've got insurance companies over here, providers over here, the company that issued, the company you work for. So you're getting bills from everybody, and we've all experienced that. And now if something isn't hooked up, there's a real concern that I'm getting the bill from the provider and they're not going to let me go, and I've signed something that says I'm going to pay. So obviously you're concerned about this, right?
Right, and these are all individual policyholders. They're not employed. They're not. These are not Medicare. Not mm-hmm. or not employed by with an employer. Okay. They're buying their own policy, either through the Affordable Care Act on the exchange or just directly from the company or from an insurance agent or online. And so it's just them and their provider.
Right.
Their
and what about the providers now? Are they aware of this, and are they sort of making allowances for the fact that they're going to wait for Blue Cross to catch up, or how has that played out among providers?
They are in a situation where they may not have records, or they're confused as to whether the patient is covered or not. And they're also concerned as to whether they'll be paid for the service. Ultimately, it's the question as to whether they're paid for the service. So they have concerns as to whether they'll be paid because they're not sure whether the patient is covered or not. So somebody comes in and has a procedure of something or has a checkup, then the doctor would submit a claim to the insurance company, to Blue Cross in this case. And if the insurance claim is invalid, then they wouldn't be paid and they would have just have given away free care. Or they would have to turn around and bill their own customer. And so it's awkward for them, and you know, and since everybody is insured by Blue Cross in the state, that pretty much every provider is affected.
Well, that's the point, is that when you have a near monopoly as Blue Cross does, and you have a problem like this, the scope of the problem is huge, right? I mean, a lot of people get affected, and it takes a lot longer to fix it because you're dealing with everybody in the state, or almost, right?
Well, the company has 4 million customers, what they call the members. But only the people affected will be roughly in the 400,000 range. These are individual policyholders.
Right. That's a separate.
So that universe is smaller, and not all of them, of course, are affected. And some of these people, you know, may not know they're not even insured yet, but they have not had a need to use insurance, so they're just blithely going on their business. So this hasn't become an issue for them. But the question is with people who are checking online to see if they're insured or they've been billed. They see their bank account is billed wrong for insurance they didn't want.
And you've talked to some customers too. I mean, it has had an impact on how they're acting with regard to their health. People are canceling appointments and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I'm hearing from customers every day. I mean, I'm getting emails today from people who still don't know they're insured. I just got one today. It says my husband is a melanoma survivor, and the appointment we had to cancel was with his dermatologist for his annual skin exam. My younger son has asthma. We are limiting his puffs. The puffs he uses with his inhaler, as we don't know if we have prescription coverage. And this is a person who's wrote to me this morning at 10:18 a.m. She still doesn't know if she's insured.
Yeah, well, I guess there was one man in Durham you reported who actually went to the office and was threatening to chain himself to the desk or lock himself to the desk until he had something done. Am I right?
I didn't report that. That might have been reported elsewhere, but that wouldn't surprise me. People do have – I mean, insurance is a very emotional issue.
Yeah.
So – yeah, people have very strong reactions to it.
Attorney General's office is looking into this, as well as the insurance commissioner's office. Any idea what those investigations involve?
Well, I don't really know if they're investigations. They're just information queries. The Department of the Attorney General is primarily focused on the question of people's bank accounts being overdrafted, including overdraft fees for the wrong policies, or double drafted, and so. The Attorney General has submitted a series of questions to Blue Cross, trying to figure out exactly how many people were affected by this and if they've been made whole. And I think in that realm, I think Blue Cross has pretty much resolved that issue, from what I've heard, from what I understand. At least according to the Department of Insurance, their understanding is that this issue is more or less resolved, or close to being resolved. That these bank drafts have been reimbursed. The Department of Insurance right now is focusing on – they've had about 300 complaints so far since January 4th. About 20% of those 300 complaints, which would be, I guess, around 60 people, have medical emergencies, and they need medical care or prescriptions, and they don't have coverage or don't know if they have coverage. And the Department of Insurance is trying to triage these people with Blue Cross to make sure they get manually processed so they get coverage instantly. These types of complaints, this volume of complaints indicates that consumers are still having problems. I'm hearing from consumers today, and so this issue is ongoing for them. It hasn't been resolved. Now, Blue Cross hopes to get the matter resolved this week, which would give us two more days.
All right. right? And so I was going to ask you about the timeline, but Blue Cross is they say they're pretty confident that by the end of the week they can get this resolved and people back to normal.
That's what they're hoping to do, or at least the vast majority of these problems resolved by this week.
All right, John, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
John Murawski is a reporter for the News and Observer. Just ahead, we're going to preview a new anthology that is searching for the stories of the real South. It is an anthology documentary series that will appear on UNC TV, and we'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.